Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Paula Price Show, where you can experience revelatory teaching, get answers to your questions, and receive powerful prayer. Tune in now and get ready for an exciting time of encouragement and transformation. Welcome your host, Dr. Paula Price.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. It is right on cue. The rain has blown away and the sun has shined through for the Paula Price Show. Welcome to the Paula Price Show, Dr. Paula Price.
Well, Ashley, I tell you what, I thank you. I'm excited for being here. Let me tell you what, I have decided that maybe we need to put sunshine in that name. Like, you know, Paula Price Show, the day of Thursday sunshine, something like that. You know, I can be awkwardly creative sometimes, but it is amazing how the sun shines here on our Thursday morning.
Yes, it does, because it had been raining, and we definitely needed the rain and the moisture. And then this morning, when I opened the blinds, the sun was shining, the sky is blue. It's just beautiful.
I tell you, it really is. And guess what? The weather is on our side today because it's cooler. See, we have all of this beautiful weather and all of this beautiful sunshine, and now it's cooler. And so we can actually get out, do some walking, enjoy the autumn. And so I'm looking forward to it. In any event, I'm glad to be here today. I welcome everybody that's on, all of our callers. You know, I look forward to this every Thursday, Ashley, and I certainly enjoy these people. I want to say to you all, before we move forward in the show, I want to say this. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, we have discovered that we have very, very enthusiastic listeners, very intelligent listeners, and very challenging and provocative listeners. And we like that. That makes for a good mix. And even though we pray, you know, our show is basically based around prayer and counseling and prophetic wisdom, I still love hearing from you. So don't feel nervous. Don't feel timid or shy about Facebooking us, you know, tweeting. Let me hear from you. I'd love to hear some of the blessings in your life, some of the benefits that you've gotten from even just listening in, because I know that our listening audience is often larger, even though you're silent, than the call list, but I want to hear from you. And I want to get to know you. It's important to me. This is not just a, oh, well, guess what I got to do on Thursday. That is not how I view this. Time with you is important. I feel you. I feel your presence. I feel your prayers. I feel your support. Your presence is felt. And, you know, you cannot be as sensitive as I am and as perceptive as I am and not know. I feel your presence and I feel your thoughts. And I know sometimes when I'm answering one person, I feel the other people drawing on that answer, pulling on it and meeting it. So by all means, let us hear from you here at the Paula Price Show. Facebook me, you know, tweet me. They'll tell you about doing that a little bit later in today's show, but you are important. I know that in the church, sometimes in the body of Christ, we do such a good job of making sure everybody stays humble and submissive and meek that we make people think they're not valuable. And that's a concern of mine. We, you know, many times we're so busy being that very effective disciplinarian or disciplining parent that we forget to be encouraging uplifting and edifying in your life. And so you are important. And I like hearing from you. Now, we don't always get to answer them. And I know a couple of you have Facebooked me and said, I'm trying to be your friend. And Ashley's going to tell you about that in a minute. And yeah, you're right. I've maxed out on my friends. But Ashley tells me I got other things that we do now. So I'm going to, when I hand it back over to her, she's going to tell you a little bit about that. But you are important. Your thoughts are important. And according to Scripture, we are one, and we draw strength from each other. And don't think that I don't draw strength from you, because I do. Sometimes when you call and you say, well, you know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to talk, or, well, I know you're strong, you're straight and direct. Yeah, I am that. But that's not because I have any criticism towards you or that I'm holding any judgment. I don't. One of the things that God said to me as I was getting ready to talk with you all this week is that, you know, people and those of you who call and those who don't call, they go through in life. Life is a challenge. It is a major negotiation and navigation every single day. From the littlest baby born into the world, fighting to come from the mother's womb, to the oldest person trying to keep a sense of dignity and independence as they wind down their years, life is a challenge. It's negotiated every day. You negotiate from the kid in the sandbox to the person trying to get their pension benefits, and that's just the way it is. Sometimes it's easier for others. Some people's family members and relatives and parents have set it up so that it's easier for their children. Others have not. People are abandoned and neglected as children, and that all has a way of shaping how we negotiate life, how we view it, how we respond to it or react. And that those are very important things. And so God said to me, people, they go through a lot. You know, all of us, we go through a lot just to get through our days. Some of us, I mean, we get up in the morning, get that cup of tea, cup of water, Coke, coffee, something, and we sit down, and our day's over because that's all the strength we have. And every day that strength is being sapped and pulled on. Your resources are being drained just to get through. Some people, it's a good thing, all right? They're emptying their resources. They're spending them in careers that they like and activities that they enjoy and relationships that they appreciate. Other people, they're spent on just getting through. So there's a difference between you being, you know, spent as opposed to being drained, emptied out. And some of you all, it's a challenge. I know that. I know that. But I also know that we have a real network of opposition that we must all conquer. And one of the things that we don't necessarily do so well in our circle of Christianity is teach you how to conquer. Because, again, too much emphasis is put on your submission, your surrender, your meekness, your need, your deprivations and destitution. Those are real. And, yes, we are to surrender. We are to submit. But they don't mean to God what they mean to people who are afraid that we will rise up against their authority or anything like that. That's a whole other discussion we'll have one day. But realize this, you know, submission and surrender are in our environment, not others, but in our environment to date. Free will actions. We decide to surrender and submit. When I started my church not too long ago, but I guess for a church it probably isn't. But when I started my church, I used to say to them, I got some of the strongest, most headstrong people you'd ever meet. And I kept thinking, boy, God, are we ever going to get them developed? Because, see, their natural self was strong and headstrong, but their professional self, their successful self was not. They were, all of that was defensive as opposed to being developed. And sometimes our strength is so defensive, it blocks our ability to be developed. We are so committed as adults when we are finally free to exercise our will, we are so committed to never being bowled over again, never being taken advantage of again, never being offended or hurt or wounded again, that resolve becomes so great. It's a barrier. It becomes a barrier that deflects everything that God needs to do to get you ready for the next stage of your life. And so, you know, we walk around and we can proudly say, nobody talks to me like that. No one treats me like that. I don't allow this or that. But when you're doing that, you have to ask yourself, are you doing it for defensive reasons or developmental reasons? Are you doing it because you want to protect yourself from any type of discomfort in the future and you've locked yourself into your mindset of comfort and convenience? Or are you doing it because it protects you, it protects while you're on the planet? It preserves your destiny. It promotes your purpose. See, those are very strong decisions. As you go forward in life, you do not want to be so well known for being one who won't allow this and one who won't allow that you don't recognize that you are defeating your purpose with your defenses and that you are literally allowing your defense system to destroy your purpose because you're so... Don't talk to me like that. My feelings hurt. I don't like it. If, you know, and you live in all of those things that are really a throwback to your childhood. to when you couldn't say, when somebody told you to shut up and you couldn't speak your mind and you couldn't tell the truth and you were falsely accused and you were blamed for this and you were bullied in the playground. All of those things, if they're not eliminated from your soul, have to be transformed into the wisdom that makes you effective in life. And you have to transform that, you know. But instead, we're always using it as the next piece of weaponry that we pull out of our arsenal of safety to make sure that no one wounds our souls again. And I'm telling you, most people who are struggling to make it, and yet you're strong enough to survive, because just because you're strong enough to survive doesn't mean that you're capable enough to succeed. So you're strong enough to survive, but you are totally at a loss for how to succeed in life, completely at a loss. Yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know why this keeps happening. And that is when you need coaches and trainers and counselors and advisors and outside forces that have to act on your internal resolves that are destroying you. And sometimes you need that. And so, you know, you need your pastor. You need that psychologist. You need that, if it was real severe, psychiatrist. You need that coach and counselor and advisor. But if you're going to spend your time substantiating a defense system that's destroying your life, defending a defense system, protecting it, shielding it, so that you still don't let that self that God created to thrive in life out, it's all a waste of your time. So every day it's a drain. Every day you're worn out. Every day your soul is tired. Oh, my gosh, just to get from the bedroom to the kitchen, worn out. And then you have these bursts, you know, that destiny wakes up every now and then. It's always fighting to come out. So you have these bursts of enthusiasm, these bursts of confidence, and you're ready. I'm going to take it on. But when you meet that one thing or those one or two things that remind you that you must open up and become vulnerable, you're done. I'm out. I'm not doing it. You walk away. So you walk away from opportunity and decisions, and you walk away from friendships and relationships and all of those things that could get you on the road to your purpose and destiny, and see to it that you succeed in them. You walk away. Well, I don't like how he said that. Well, I don't like how she looked at me. Well, I don't like this. Well, that hurt my feelings. You realize that those are all weapons in Satan's arsenal that he uses with your permission to eliminate you from the successes that would have to come from his side to yours. We walk around, and preachers preach all the time, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, and the wealth of the righteous, you know, is going to be pulled from the darkness. We like that. But do you know what? Those people have it because they're strong, because they conquered what you are nursing. They overcame what you're shielding. They defeated what you're defending. And if you're not going to be 10 times better, I don't care how much you chant, and chant and pound and run around your church and shout to the wind, it's not going to happen. You settle for those machinations because they take you off the hook from having to act on the problem, act on your goals, act on your needs. So it's easier to go to church 10 days a week and sing songs and soak in the spirit and run around than to go to church, hear the word, buy the CD or the DVD, bring it home, play it, and renew your strength. We are fine with renewing our joy, but renewing your strength takes strength. It takes effort. It takes physical work. And so I'm saying to some of you all, you have got to make up your mind. If you're going to defend your defeat, are you going to pursue your purpose? Because you can't do both. The two are mutually exclusive. You can defend all of the reasons why life's not working, or you can raise up and forget those things that are behind, as Paul says, and pursue your purpose to success. That is a decision, and trust me, when you first resolve to make that decision, you're going to do it day by day by day. And when I first started it, it was hour by hour. Because your mind is going to kick up, your panic systems are going to go off. I mean, you have no idea how well developed you have made your system, your defense against your defeats. You want to make sure you protect those things. I don't want you, if you hurt my, I don't want you. You can't hear correctly. People say things one way, you hear it another way. You cannot respond correctly because you've heard it inaccurately. You have, everything is about my hurt, my pain, my loss, my this, my that. And it would be great if those my's were your ability to help others, your ability to make things happen. But no, they are not. And I'm telling you, I don't know who this is for today. God said, I am ready to answer your prayer today. I'm ready to answer it right now if you wouldn't let me. But recognize, I will not destroy your psyche to bring you into your purpose and destiny, because you won't make it anyway. You'll be too shattered to succeed. You'll be too shattered to continue what he starts. You'll be too shattered to build on what he plans. It just won't happen. So it's better for him to strengthen you from the inside out, so that what he gives you, the true riches that cannot be taken from you, you can hold on to. There's a lot of training. And so one of the things that we have done a disservice to in the body of Christ is that we have taught you to dislike directness, to dislike confrontation, to dislike facing yourself, to dislike hearing the things that don't work in your life. They're not sins. They're just non-workables. That, you know, everything that someone says that is contrary to what you want to hear is not a sin. It's not a condemnation. It's not a judgment. They're just saying, you know, if you tweak this, if you work this, if you did this, you know, these are things that are holding you back. And we have gotten you for 20, 30 years, you've been in God, being made to feel good about something that's not working. Your life isn't working, but we make you feel good about it. I don't know what that's all about. That takes a whole other experience to figure out what that is. Well, we make you feel good about what's not working because we say it in a soft voice and we sing song it. We have a way that we will hear from God that blocks out wisdom. So everything has to be this soft sing songy sound, because if someone has a strong voice, oh, wow, they're controlling. Oh, my goodness, that's witchcraft. Oh, my God, that's manipulation. That's domination. All of those things to make you feel good about life slipping through your fingers. Think about it. You will take one preacher who is telling you how to be free and walk away from that preacher because this other one makes you feel like you're going to be free because they make you feel good. We don't even choose strong peers and strong mentors and strong counselors or advisors because we don't want our feelings hurt. See, we don't hurt my feelings. You know, we don't want the wince. You know, the little prick to take to test your blood, the injection to give you some strength and a new vitamin. We don't want that. We want that person who's going to give us the rub-on cream. We want the balm of Gilead. But we don't want the injections of life. And God is saying, I'm ready to move in your life. I'm poised. I've spoken to my forces. I've talked to my angels. We have issued the word. The edict has come down. But I need you to not let it slip through your fingers this time on the altar of defend my feelings. Well, it doesn't have to be said like that. Does it matter how it comes out if it works? I mean, if somebody yells at you and says, I just gave you $1 million, or if they said, I just gave you $1 million, does it matter? No, you're going to take it either way. So it's a matter of your value system. How do you value your future? How do you value your potential to succeed? How do you value your resources that you got from God to help you move in life, to make you successful? My passion for the church, my passion for the people of God is that they, number one, learn that strong is not wrong. And number two, that they conquer and succeed in all that he has. That is a passion in my heart. And I realize that I don't always have the voice that people want to hear. It doesn't matter. But can we get it done? The great, great people make you stronger. They don't make you happier in your defeat. They make you stronger. They inspire you to want to be better than you are, to dig beyond all of that revel of protections and defenses, to dismantle that defense system, and to allow God to enmantle your success. And so we're here every Thursday. And for years, you know, I've thought about that. But, you know, God says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. You know, some of you all have friends who've been telling you things, and you cut off the relationship. See the number come up on the phone, won't even answer it. Yeah, but they don't ever say what I like. Right. They need to say what will get you where you have to go. And so you have got to disconnect your Sunday service tones, hearing tones, from what works. Now, some people have great soft voices, bless them. Some people have medium, bless them. Some people have strong, bless them. But it is your job not to get caught up in the sound and the delivery so much that you miss the wisdom. Wisdom has an ear. And I hear God saying, you have to pray for the ear of wisdom. When God said he who has an ear to hear, he means he who has a wisdom ear, an ear to detect wisdom. You can hear it if it comes through a three-year-old. It has a sound. You know, wisdom has a sound, and that sound is strength. That sound is resolute. That sound is resolved. Wisdom always sounds resolved. It doesn't sound like it's trying to figure it out. If it's still kind of, you know, tentative, that's not wisdom. That's probing. But wisdom, when wisdom arrives on the scene, it's a sound. It's settled. And we need to know, we're talking about God sending a sound. He's going to send the sound of wisdom. That is what you're hearing. He's going to send sobriety because that is what, guess what we need? Hallelujah. And he's going to send settlement, you know, stability. All of that has a sound. And before we decide that we don't like the tone that someone uses, let's make sure that they're bringing to us the sounds of success, the sounds of wisdom and prudence, the solidarity, the resoluteness. Because that's leadership, and that's what people want. You do not want a leader to say, can you imagine praying to God, telling God, you know, I don't know how we're going to get out of this, and God's like, me either. Who wants to talk? How many times you want to hear God say, I don't know. I can't figure it out. You hear Jesus say, well, I'm praying for you. He's not praying for you because he can't make it happen. What did he say? I'm praying for you that your faith fail not, that you press on, that you don't give in, that you don't surrender, because I know that in 40 days this answer is here. But if Satan has this way, you're going to stop in 20 and miss your breakthrough. So I want to teach you. You know, I have a whole training I do, the soul of success, and I want to teach you, if you would allow me, those of you who would allow me, I want to teach you how to get rid of the number one obstacle to your success, and that is the old you. You know, the old man is not just, well, okay, he's going to fall into sin and moral failure. All of those are symptomatic of what has never been finished. You know, people choose their consolations based on their safety net and their endurance for what it takes to succeed. So people will, you know, when you look at folks and they fall into all these kinds of things, those are people who never dealt with those things that happen. And so to them, to some people, even moral failure is a consolation. To some people, sin, addictions, all of those are soul consolations. Now, they're not necessarily the ones that's going to cause you to thrive, because you realize you can succeed and still not thrive. And so we need to know the difference between the two. So people choose those consolations. We who are Christ, we choose him and his way as a consolation. But life is about choosing your consolation from its regular pain. It's always going to have something to hurt your feelings, something to set you back, something that disappointed you. But all of those are the things that make you strong enough to keep what God has prepared for you. Everything that God puts you through, it's about preparing you to retain. It's a retention plan. That's why God's strength is about, his strength training is about retention. So it's a retention thing. It's to keep you to hold on to not let go. Because why? What do we do? What did I start off saying? The defense system is, you hurt my feelings, I'm going home. If I don't win the first time, I'm going home. If I don't like what you said, I'm going home. If I don't feel you like me, I'm going home. And you just keep going home. You're like the turtle. I just keep going in that shell and going in that shell and going in that shell. Somebody come by, have a great meal. They have a great meal. You don't like how they put it down on the table. You're not going to eat it. You realize that those are all calculated saboteurs of your success. They're deliberate. And for some people, they're so reliable that all you have to do is get an opportunity and that wheel will begin to go. That cycle will churn up, that machine will get started, and you won't finish. And if I could bless any of you today, and I've been praying about you, I take this seriously, what we do on Thursdays, and I've been praying about you, and if I can bless any of you today, I would tell you, dismantle your defense systems and stop giving wisdom, so many tight rules to be heard by you that it chooses to opt you out of it. You have got to be strong. You know, the things that we say to God and he still goes on to bless us, that's a good sign. You know, because all of us, you know, in our little rant and raving moments, what we say to him. But you, dismantle that thing and be honest. You know, when it's you, be honest. Nobody's asking you to stand up in front of the church and say, I did these 10 things. And if they do, you need to leave that church because that's not helpful to you or the people. Be honest. Yeah, you know, I could work on that a little better. I could do a little better than that. I could, oh, yeah, I probably need to look at that. You know what? I examine that. I'm going to examine this. When I was moving through my developments, my soul developments, because I was committed to helping God transform my soul. And so when I was moving through, I had a journal. And I literally scheduled all of the things that I was going to work on. And I scheduled them in my journal, the issues that I knew were holding me back. And I flipped them into the things that I needed to succeed. And that's what I want you to do. So the next time somebody says something, immediately command yourself to not react. Consider before you react. You know, contemplate. And by all means, stop choosing the easiest, the weakest, the cheapest, the feeblest to get strong. The reason is they are your alternative to strength is because they're not strong and they don't create it. Begin to embrace strength in a way that is useful to your life, not to bully people, not to abuse folks, but in a way that supplies you with the endurance and the stamina, with the perseverance and the resolve you need. Conquer your world and overcome what's holding you back. And you're going to have to say goodbye to yesterday. This is my last word on the subject. You are going to have to say goodbye to yesterday. The first enemy you'll have to defeat is the past. You're going to have to defeat sorrow. You're going to have to defeat those bad memories. You're going to have to defeat that resentment. You're going to have to defeat unforgiveness. You're going to have to defeat grudges because, you know, we got them. All right? You're going to have to defeat those. Those are little enemies. They're not and just because they're little, you know, remember I said to you a couple of weeks ago, a virus and a bacteria are small, but they're still infectious. So you're going to have to go after that, and you have to do it because in the end, in the kingdom of Christ, it is according to your will. So you're going to have to will yourself to be the best you, and you're going to have to listen and read and study, et cetera, to discover what that is. Not everything works for you, but what works, you take. But you have to start. You've got to start with dismantling that defense system that always keeps you out of God's success and the wisdoms that you need for it. So, Ashley, that was my word today.
My Lord, what a word. Okay. That's powerful. You know, that is so powerful. I think that I'm going to have Prophet Adia send out a re-sign-up option for people for the In the Classroom that you did on breaking the chains of self-sabotage. It was the soul of success because you were talking about the soul of success. And we did it a while ago, but breaking the chains of self-sabotage is exactly part of what you're talking about today. I know you were talking to me. I got some messages on my Facebook from people talking about, ouch, this is for me right now. This is exactly where I am, and we could blame a lot of things, but, man, that was so good, so on point, and so necessary. The soul consolations, letting go of the past. Wisdom has an ear. I love the statement, great people make you stronger. They don't make you happier in your defeat. Selah. Selah.
Oh, to say love.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I mean, we're on the radio, so I have to say something. I really can't be silent, but goodness. I think that if there was a phrase to sum up our relationship for the last 13 years, it's right there.
No.
You're not going to be defeated because prophets can't be defeated and apostles can't be defeated, but I just want to cry. Well, cry and fight, you know, pick up your sword through the tears and keep going. So it's that was great. I know it hit a lot of people exactly where they are right now. not just, I love how your exhortations don't beat people down. They address the issue, and then you give us the weapons that we need to defeat the problem, and that's powerful because not everybody can do that.
No, and you know what? But I want everybody to do it. Everybody who names the name of Christ, I mean, we don't say he's the great I am. He's the all-powerful God. Jesus is my strength. Jesus. Well, then let's act like it. Let's stop saying and start displaying. You know, we've been saying it so much we have forgotten we don't display it. We really don't display how strong this guy is. We don't display his wisdom, his mind. Let this mind be in you. I have the mind of Christ. Yeah, but look at how, if he used his mind like that, there'd be no planet. And so I would like to always say that that's why I love the Soul of Success series, because that thing, it's not for the squeamish. You're still going to get people to say, well, I don't care. Because, you know, actually, you realize you have people that can't take a strong voice because they had a screaming parent. And they don't know why they don't like a strong. They had a scream. My mother yelled all the time. My father screamed all the time. My house screamed all the time. We've been in houses where everybody just screams. So you really need to realize that you're holding on to that. You're living through it with survival. You're holding on to it is unsuccessful because you just don't like it. Well, I don't like it when people say things a certain way because, and it's always tied back to something that happened way back when, and half the time we don't even remember correctly. Other times we were victims, and then when we get older, we realize, well, you know, I did contribute to that a little bit. But what I would like people to understand is that let's not get caught up in that. You know, I used to have, when I first got to preach, and I used to have people say, well, could you just bring it down? Could you just slow it down? Could you just? I was like, well, why can't you pick it up and speed it up? Because we both need to meet each other halfway. And so I think that for those people who are listening today, and I do this because genuinely, Ashley, you know, we talk about this show all the time, and we talk about how wonderful these people are all the time. But I do not want to be a minister that's content with having people spend 50 minutes with me and not be changed, let alone 30 years. That is to me, that's a hallmark of utter failure as a minister, that someone was with you for 5 years and they still are not changed. They're with you for 3 years and they still are not changed. You remember when they came, you remember that he used to come to the church and a lot of the women come to church coming, I don't drive. I'm like, you're going to drive up in here? Because that's a weakness, and you're going to drive. You're going to get a license, and you're going to drive. They would tell us, I don't come out at night. You're going to come out here. Why? Because we're not going to give the enemy a place. And you need to understand that if that's the case, then you are relied on, and life can literally schedule its victories around your fears, because you'll never be there. Never be there. You'll never be there because you're scared. I don't come out at night. I got to be asleep by 6. Well, then guess what? Success is happening at 9. Where are you going to be? See, all of those kinds of things, it's real. You know, it's real. You know, we used to do that to him. So, listen, God's going to move at 11 o'clock. That's what he said. God is moving at 11 o'clock, so where are you? I'm in bed at 9. Well, you guess what? And then you stand in line every week talking about, I don't know why I keep missing the move of God. Wake up. Get out of bed.
My God. Ah, it's real. And, you know,
I love it.
Really, I mean, we could definitely laugh now, but I tell you what, when you're trying to get a vision off the ground with people who have a workaphobia, it's like, come on. I mean, just to know, and I remember you telling us back in the day, because we were all like that. What do you think is going to happen to your body at 9:01? So what do you think is going to happen if you are tired at your desk tomorrow at work? Is your body going to disintegrate? Well, no. I mean, are you going to go into shock? Probably not. Well, okay, so then we're really bringing this down to your refusal to be uncomfortable. Yet you want God, in the end, these will be the people who are in the prayer line literally year after year asking for the same thing, unless, of course, they're in your church, at which point you will say, I am not praying for the same thing for 20 years if you are not going to work with God to help resolve it.
I know you're right. I don't waste my
life. I think you're the only preacher I've heard say that. No, because you haven't worked on it since the last time, and so right now the next move is on you.
And believe it or not, a lot of preachers will say that, especially pastors. Because, you know, we get tired. Actually, you get tired weren't you just here last month? Yeah. Well, did you come to the so-and-so class? No. Did you come to the best and what class? No. Did you sign up for the whatever? No. And you want no. This is not the emergency. See, the prayer line is not the emergency room. We're not just going to keep giving you a shot and send you home to do it again. We need you to go. What do they tell you go to the emergency room? Go to your doctor. And then go to the treatment, not us. We're not going to do that. And I'm telling you, it is so, my God, I so love the people of God. I so want them to be strong in their own measure. Not everybody's going to be equally strong. Some of us are going to be able to do 20 pounds. That's going to be a lot. Some of us are going to be able to do 200, others 2,000. But guess what? Let's at least hit our max. Let's hit our peak instead of constantly collapsing on our weaknesses. Because we do. We're comfortable with that. And we're comfortable with it because it sounds religious. It sounds very religious to say, I'm just waiting on God. No, God's waiting on you. They've worked it out. I'll just leave it with the Lord. No. You and God are partners. Paracletos. We co-labor together. We side by side. And so I want to, that. I agree with you, Ashley. In the classroom, great idea. Those of you who haven't gotten it, they're going to talk to you about it again in the classroom. Where we talk about the soul of success, because you know what? You can succeed and still be, trust me, things you have done can succeed while you still strapped to hospital or machines. But the soul of success, that's something else. It can sustain it. You know, for many of us, success is a one-time win. Well, I won. I can't even tell you, and I'm going to speak it to somebody today. Hear me, because I know you're on the line today. If not, I know you're hearing. I want you to hear me. Some of you all, you had a lot of money. You lost your money in the last two collapses. And you know what? The difference between you and the person with the soul of success is that the person with the successful soul says, I did it once, I'll do it again. You're still crying around for God to restore. Well, could you just pray for me, for God to help me? Could you just pray? No. Work. The same wisdom that did it once is doubly strong now, and it should be doubly motivated. So whoever you are, get up and do it again, because if that's God's call on your life, for you to be wealthy, for you to be well off, for you to be a conduit of his finances as well as his wisdom, I always say wealth and wisdom together, if you are that person, stop going from prayer line to prayer line and preacher to preacher to ask them to give you some sort of anointing you already have. Get over the sorrow. That was a bad move. Okay, let me find out how to do it again. And do it again. Whoever you are, go and do it again, because the covenant of God in your life has never been revoked. And if that's who you are marked for, that mark is still on you to do it again. And just because you went through an upheaval, set back hard time, get up and do it again. Stop whining and crying about how much you used to have, how big the house used to be, how much money you used to have, how many churches you used to bless, and all. Stop that and go and restock your life treasury. Restock it, because if it's still on you, then you'll do it again. And trust me, I've not ever given this word before, so I'm telling you, somebody's on this line that God is saying, I'm geared up, I'm waiting, let's do it. So, anyhow, Ashley, I had fun today. Did you appreciate that? I wonder if our callers appreciate it.
Well, I know some of us did, because they're lighting up my Facebook. So.
Woo! You said some of them did. Well, okay, so you want to talk about in the classroom, right? So I know you have some closing remarks, because see, I didn't hit that prophetic thing on you. See, when you hit that prophet button, it can go. If I open this up right now to Chief Prophet Tyler, she'd preach for 15 minutes, and then we'd have a commercial, and then she'd take over the show. Because the prophets understand the wisdom. Because the prophets have a wisdom chip. They know wisdom when they hear it. They have a wisdom chip. Apostles have a wisdom chip. That chip, it just, you hit that button, and boy, they got it. And for them, it mushrooms. I expect that so many of them that are on the line today, they're going to have so many takes on this and so many mushrooming advice and messages on this. It's going to be amazing. And I say to every one of you all, have at it. Go for it. Let's get this body strong. Let's get these people up out of their misery and put them into their destiny. I mean, we have to do that, because that's what God wants. So you're going to talk about in the classroom, and then, Ashley, you're going to talk about what? The summit.
Absolutely. Can I talk about anything right now? Okay. In the classroom. In the Classroom is every Thursday. We offer teachings online. There are webinars where you can register for $35 and listen to, actually I should say view and listen to a class that Dr. Price has done. You'll see her notes on the screen. They have different themes each week. Wisdom for Living is one of the themes where you want to get that wisdom of just how to make it through your day. That's what the Paula Price Show is all about. How in the world am I going to make my life work? Everything doesn't have to be on the deep, 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 deep spiritual end of life like we're talking about right now. This practical wisdom to get you to maintain a breakthrough, not just see it one time, like she said, but to maintain it. And then we have God's Apostle Revived on the second week, and that's about exactly that, apostleship. If you know you're called to be an apostle, if you are apostolic, if you work with an apostle, you've been called alongside them and you want to understand more about them, then you need to check those in the classrooms out. Ruling the Supernatural. How do you pray? How do you get a breakthrough? What are some different things that can happen in your powerful prayers? What are the different types of prayer? Dr. Price has powerful teachings we have online where you can take great notes on ruling the supernatural, praying governmental prayers, scriptures to back them up, all kinds of things. And then we have Constructing the Contemporary Prophet. If you are a prophet, prophetic, seer, dreamer, again, called alongside a prophet, just want to understand what this is all about. Then these In the Classroom classes are designed just for you. They are classes and not sermons, and there is a difference between the two. Dr. Price can preach an amazing message, and she can also teach a powerful lesson. And so their classes, they have objectives and bullet points and statements and quotes and things to ponder that you can walk away with, the meat of the message. So you're not just inspired, you are equipped to do something with that information. Then in November, we have the Apostolic Summit here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Dr. Price has extended and reopened, I should say, until tomorrow night is your last night, the buy one, get one free, and also the early bird rate of $99. So if you are coming by yourself, then you can still get that early bird rate of $99. If you are coming with a friend, then you can do the buy one, get one. If you are a married and you're coming with your spouse, then jump on that buy one, get one free because it's just a little bit less than the couple's rate after that. So once again, that's a special once-in-a-lifetime deal. Dr. Price, like, really hardly ever does that. And she was inspired and led of the Lord on Tuesday night's show to open that up until Friday, so take advantage of it. We've seen more registrations come in even since Tuesday night. Take advantage of the move of God and be inspired. If you're close enough to drive to Tulsa, now I say close enough, we drive to Chicago from here, and that's about 10 and a half, 11 hours. We have three or four people. We jump in a vehicle and hit the road. And because we're determined to get there, if you can't afford to fly, there are always options. Like she talked about today, don't settle for defeat. Don't settle for the opposition and the obstacle. Put your foot down and say, I'm going to go. And maybe put your foot down on the gas pedal because, hey, sometimes the ticket is just too expensive. So that's November 21st through the 23rd. You want to come in on the 20th because in the evening, we have a powerful orientation service. If you are a registrant, if you are part of the NEAR Council or a member of NEAR, then you may be meeting with Dr. Price for the leadership meeting with NEAR at any point. Wednesday night is the time you want to be here by. You can also leave on Saturday. We wrap early afternoon on Saturday because so many of you are ministers and need to get back to church on Sunday. So don't let that be the reason you don't come either because you have a church to handle on Sunday. You can cut out of here Saturday afternoon, not miss anything, and still be back in time to bring the flame and the fire back to your home church. How did I do, Dr. Price?
I just want you to know, I think, Ashley, that you're growing into this wonderfully. I really do. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to take one call, and then we're going to do some assessment announcements, and then I'm going to take another several calls. I do have some callers, right?
Oh, you had callers lined up before the show began today.
I love it, love, love, love it. You know, I love it, and I'm going to enjoy them. So let me take my first caller because I want them to hear this. And people, those of you who are on, this is the show. We talk, we share, I expound, I give you God's wisdom and mind on things, because I am sitting in my seat, my office of apostleship. I'm giving you God's wisdom and mind on things. And then we listen to our callers, because they tell us how that's landing in their lives, or we begin to explore with them, those that we do get an opportunity to speak with, we begin to explore with them how to handle a specific situation. That is the show, the whole piece. That's why it's 2 hours and not 1 hour. You know, and so we're looking to do that every week. So, Ashley, give me my first caller, please.
Well, Dr. Price, I think this is nothing short of comical. This is Sharon from Illinois. She called because she said she was having to tackle fear of tackling big things, and she needed deliverance. So I'm sure you started that deliverance right on down the pike. Sharon from Illinois, welcome to the Paula Price Show.
Thank you.
Hey, Sharon, did you appreciate the exhortation?
Yes, ma'am. And the way that I stated the pitfall that I've always walked, I've never, ever, ever done anything that wasn't easy. Graduating from college was easy. I was in a master's program that I almost finished that was easy, but my instructor moved to Atlanta, so I said, I'm not going to send my paper back and forth to finish this program. I did my master's paper in one sitting and got an A-. But I wasn't willing to do what it took to complete it. And another pitfall has been, when I grew up, a no always became a yes. And just an example of the I wouldn't do anything that wasn't easy, my mother sewed very well. I sewed almost as well as she. I would rip something once, that was fine. But if I had to rip it a second time, I might even throw it away. So this is how I've lived my life, and I need to know how to overcome this so that I can move on.
Oh, well, you know what? I will tell you this. I'm going to ask you a question. If this is your testimony, and can I say that is very interesting. That is a beautiful take on what I was teaching from a positive perspective. On the surface, Sharon, positively, life worked out for you. So you're that person who had too much positivity. Isn't that not enough adversity, not enough denial, so that you can build those muscles of recovery and overcoming. So you don't have a conquering spirit. You are built to just perform. So if you don't have adversity, you don't learn to conquer, which is what you're saying. Now I have to go and do what? Oh, God. But thank you for that. That is absolutely interesting. And I bet you we have a lot of people out there who can say, yeah, well, my mom and dad said yes one too many times, and so no takes me out the game. But I want to ask you a question. Have you recently been, based on the fact that we are talking today, have you found yourself in a series of adversity? Is that why we're talking?
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm a caller who called a couple of weeks ago, age 60, never been married, no children, not working. But what is interesting, when I look through one of my old notebooks, because of my disorganization, I have a number of notebooks in which I write instead of just completing one. But I actually said I desired to be off my job by October 31st. So I had to laugh at that. I didn't plan to be off the way I got off, you know, by being terminated. But I did say that. But I've refused through life to deal with anything that wasn't easy. And I actually have a sister who resents me for that. And she says, you're not going to teach my son to live the way that you live, that you avoid anything and refuse to do anything that's not easy.
Well, so, let's take it. You know, Sharon, I'm enjoying you. You're a blast right now today. You know, so let's go back. So the Lord answered your prayer his way, and you're off work.
Yes, I am.
You go, God. I love it. I love it when God does that. That is just so amazing to me. Okay, so now here's what I want to ask you then. What business venture are you supposed to start, or service that you're supposed to start, that you are refusing to start because it's just too much effort?
Well, I have a number of ideas, but because I went through this business school at a church, and of course when you're in the school, the ideas just come. The heaven is open over the school. And needless to say, I didn't finish it, okay? I had someone to offer to help me from almost day one to get through the program. I just wouldn't do the work, okay? So I have to do that. But my ideas have to do, well, I have an idea for a business, three ideas. Well, One is to be a resource business, to tell people about resources that they can take advantage of to help them with their problem. Another one is writing and being a motivational speaker. And what's my other idea? I don't know. I have so many, but those are two that I've thought about. Also, a business for helping parents to help their children to deal with this bullying, prevent suicide, and all this other kind of stuff.
And but let's just talk about this. Number one, now, Sharon, I just hope you love me after this call, daughter, all right? Because I got to go there. Baby, you cannot be a motivational speaker, okay? You have just told us. Break a lot of those yokes and shackles off your life. Now, I understand And Sharon, you know, we understand each other's mind on this thing. We are familiar with you. You know, you call a person like me, I bind and cast the devil, and then life is perfect. That is not true. Deliverance is the emergency room. Hallelujah. Mm. That's what you do. You go to the emergency room, you get delivered from the immediate symptoms and the immediate causes. But practice and treatment is what you do to get cured. And deliverance and cure, not the same. We treat deliverances and deliverance ministry as a cure. It is not a cure. It is a flat treatment. But the cure comes from changing your lifestyle, changing your attitude. So change brings cures. But you, because you got to take that medicine, you got to change your routine, you got to go to whatever you do. So I'm not going to just pray a prayer of deliverance on you, because I'm going to pray a prayer of endurance and perseverance, because you need those two for cure, to cure you of this issue. This is an obstacle. This is a psychological thing, because, you know, your family, all of those kinds of things, they did not push you to do what you needed to do to survive when life got difficult. And there are people who are born in the sweet bubble of life that if they don't get some adversity, they'll never succeed. But that thing always catches up with you in your later years. So you are going to find the most difficult thing you can do. And I mean, you can't like it. It can't be something that you enjoy, because enjoyment can't be your friend. So you're going to find the most difficult thing you can do, and you're going to press through. You're going to go to class on time, or if it's a training, you're going to do it early. And the first thing I would like to say, that you need to finish those educational things so that your mind is renewed. You know, the purpose of education is to renew your mind to enhance your abilities and increase your potential. That's what you want to do. So we have to renew your mind to enhance your abilities to increase your potential. And we need you to do that today. So you're going to find the most difficult thing you can do, and you're going to see it through. And you're going to, if you have to check in, you know, I don't know if you've taken our assessment or not, or if you're part of our one of our advisees. If not, I invite you. I am not prescribing this because I can't, and I don't believe it has to be your will, but I invite you to become one of our PPM Global clients so that one of these prophets can coach you through that season. Now, that's an invitation. Consider it. If it's, you like it, fine. If not, fine. But if you can, you need to get yourself somebody who's going to coach you through, who is not going to indulge all of the tantrums your body, your mind, and your soul are about to have on having to do something it's never been able to do or never wanted to do. That is my counsel. Huh?
Pardon me, I'd just like to say briefly that I did take the assessment, and the greatest threat had to do with the lack of perseverance, and I do plan to... And I do plan... And I had Apostle Cheney, by the way, and I do plan to go with the month-to-month coaching.
Well, I'm glad you are, and Apostle Cheney is the best one to have, so run with that. You are. You can say, I'm telling you, you're the best call I've had in a very long time, sweetheart. I'm enjoying you. Anyway, so you're going to go back and do that, because you need that month-to-month, and you do need to have the most difficult challenge, because you're going to have to do it. And I know her, being her, I am her advisor, she knows what I'm talking about. She's the best person for you. I want you to remember I said that she is the absolute best advisor for you, because she and you have so much in common. So that's a good call for you. So finish that off. So I'm going to pray now. But I just want to thank you for your call today. I tell you, it's hilarious. But I'm going to pray right now, and I want you to let me know, though, Sharon, let us know when you get that project, whatever that project is going to be for you. You get that project, and you're going to do it. And trust me, while you're at it, you're going to get a journal. You're going to pack all the other journals away, and you're going to get a journal, and you're going to write all of the obstacles and all of the ways you handled them. You're going to literally watch yourself go from one stage of victory to the next, little bit by little bit by little bit. It'll start out baby steps, you know, where you don't want to open a book. That's a big thing. Note that, because, baby, that's a big move for somebody who doesn't want to go beyond, okay, where I didn't want to get up and get dressed. Note that, and how you handled it. Well, I didn't want to get there on time. Note that. I went late because, you know, I don't have to take it all. I'll just get what I think I need. Go down the list and note all of that for this period. I promise you, you will be a new woman at the end of this journey if you persevere. You know that word that you love, persevere. I promise you by the Holy Ghost, because God says your best is truly yet to come. He said, but if I unleash the best, you're still not going to call it the best because you're not equipped to know what he's calling you to do. So I'm going to pray, and then you're going to get on your program and get through your coaching, and you're going to rejoice in God. Hallelujah. Sir, I thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing today. God, I thank you for this woman's life. She's such a joy, such a pleasure. And I'm asking, God, that you step in and do the father thing that you do. Be daddy in this situation and grab her life by the hands. And, Lord, walk her through the training that you have for her. Lord, I thank you that her heart is for you. But now, God, I'm asking you to change her soul, convert her soul, so that she can succeed and thrive in the things that you've decreed for her to do. Lord, I'm asking for her peace, but right now I'm also asking in the midst of her peace that we unsettle her comfort zone just enough for her to push forward. I'm asking that you would present the project that you have in mind for her to start, undertake, and finish. And I thank you that you will create environments that won't let her off the hook until she's done. And I'm asking you to do this, God, because she's a special daughter to you. She's one near and dear to your heart. And so I'm asking you to do it so that her testimony and her praise will be how you brought her through, how you got her over, and how you made her a conqueror in the most difficult season of her life. And I'm asking you to do it today, Father, with your consolations of the Holy Ghost, of attending through it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. You are wonderful. Hey, stay in touch, okay?
And pardon me for interrupting you a moment ago.
That's fine. Just stay in touch and let us know how it goes.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Prophet Ashley.
Dr. Price.
She's amazing. She's a wonderful lady. I love it.
Yes, she is, and I tell you, the Paula Price Show just is never a dull moment.
But she was very helpful. She was my seasoning and spice for today. And you know, knowing our company the way we do, you know that Apostle Sally is the best person for her, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think that Sharon should get the most entertaining call of the year award, because that was definitely entertaining and dynamic.
I gave it to her. I said, I know for sure she's the call of the day, but that one was so amazing because she's got such a good spirit. She's a woman with a good spirit, and I can see why God is so not done with her and so wants to get the rest of her up to par with what we've just experienced, because she has a good spirit. Well, okay, so what we're going to do next is we're going to have those messages, and then we're going to come back and get another caller.
That's right, and Prophet Adia is on the line. She is up to tell us how we can post our amazing feedback on Twitter and other things today. Prophet Adia.
I'm glad she's on the line because I know she had a blast.
Dr. Price, I'm not laughing about the last call, cracking up with you guys. That was an amazing call. If you're out there listening to the Paula Price Show today, I know that you guys are enjoying yourselves as well. We want to let you know all the details for how you can keep up with the Paula Price Show all throughout the week. If you're not following Dr. Price on Twitter, follow Dr. Price on Twitter. She's online under @DrPaulaPrice. You can talk about all Paula Price Show related things and all the conversation and feedback with #PaulaPriceShow or Paula Price After Show if you want to talk about something that happened on the broadcast. So follow Dr. Price on Twitter. That's @DrPaulaPrice. You can also like Dr. Price on Facebook. She's under Apostle Paula Price. You can subscribe to her page, like her page, post messages, program, or any other feedback that you want to give. If you're on LinkedIn, Dr. Price is on LinkedIn too. You want to do www.linkedin.com and look up Dr. Paula Price. So you can get connected with everything that Dr. Price is doing on LinkedIn. She's talking about her organizational assessments. She's talking about her programs and resources. So if you want to get connected with Dr. Price on a whole new level, then we invite you to log into LinkedIn.com and see how your ministry can get connected with Dr. Price's ministry and the programs that she's offering. As always, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your feedback. We want you to let us know how you're enjoying not only the Paula Price Show, but everything Dr. Paula Price related. We want to take a moment to just give a shout out of thank you to all Paula Price supporters and those who have donated to the program. We want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And if you're looking to support the Paula Price Show, we want you to get in touch with us at www.drpaulaprice.com. You can hit that button that says support Dr. Price and find out how you can become a supporter of the Paula Price Show. Prophet Ashley, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Prophet Adia. Always on that media. Yes, she is. And also, we want to encourage you to spread the word about the Paula Price Show. We used to do a Spread the Word campaign for our church, and I want to do that with the Paula Price Show, to forward this link to 10 friends that you know, 10 people who either listen or don't listen. Remind them the Paula Price Show is hotter than ever. Send it to someone who's, it's like, hey, I have sent this link to some of my friends who do not know much of anything about the apostolic or the prophetic, but let me tell you what, they love them some Paula Price Show. So spread the word, spread the word, spread the word. Get the word out there, and let's take the kingdom by force with this wisdom and this counsel. We know we want to keep this to ourselves because it's just so good, but we have got to do our due diligence and make sure that the whole kingdom of God has the opportunity to tap into this wisdom every single week. So spread the word. That's the word that we're going to put on the Paula Price Show. Spread the word. Tell everybody you know, people you love. If there's somebody who gets on your nerves, you know what? Send them the link to the show. This wisdom might just make your life a whole lot better. So we encourage you to do that. We're going to take a few minutes for some announcements, and we'll be right back.
Don't miss the annual Apostolic Summit with Dr. Paula Price. Join us for a weekend of explosive fivefold ministry training, apostleship branding, apostolic and prophetic collaboration, kingdom leadership, strategy sessions for the upcoming year, and so much more. If you are an apostle, prophet, teacher, pastor, evangelist, ministry leader, or apostolic student, then this event is for you. You will enjoy a variety of dynamic speakers during both the classroom-style sessions and the general sessions, as well as personal ministry and prayer. Call now to register and reserve your place. Special discounts are available. Call 877-419-1299 for more information or visit www.drpaulaprice.com to register today.
Spiritual leadership for ministries is an ever-changing frontier. There are thousands of books on what makes for a great leader, how to get the best out of your people, how to grow your church, or expand your vision. However, there are few books to tell a leader when they're doing it right. Of course, there are the signs of progress and proof of outcomes, but as a leader, wouldn't you really like to know the truth? There are 10 things every leader should know who sincerely want to be successful in ministry. What type of ministry do I really have? What type of members does my leadership attract? What are the gifts and callings currently active in my ministry? What is the ministerial readiness of each individual? Who is the most compatible with my vision? Do I have the people I need to achieve the vision? Do I have the right people in the right positions? Do I know the hidden potential within my ministry? Are my people sufficiently equipped to replicate my message? Not having answers to these questions has proven to make spiritual leadership challenging for many ministers. The key to great leadership is producing great people. Any organization is only as strong, effective, and excellent as the people that comprise it. When you know your people, you know your organization. Rediscover yours by considering the Standardized Ministry Organizational Assessment. Sign up online today by visiting www.ppmglobalresources.com.
And right now, your best interests are too important to you.
But see, God, you don't understand. I need to have my so-and-so, God, my car notes due. Lord, I mean, I need that. God's like, and? But he said, seek ye first the and then will. So we're not getting all these things because we're not seeking the righteousness of God. And if we have a righteousness, it's not the righteousness of the kingdom of God, but it's our own righteousness. Paul said we ought to not be found having our own righteousness. That's the worst way for God to find you, is in your own righteousness. See, did anybody get that? See, I want, hey, God is setting some people free today. See, he said, you are not to be found in God, it clothed in your own righteousness. Because all of your righteousness is as filthy rags. It's like your old outdated clothes. He said, but you need to put on the robe of righteousness. See, there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. Now, hear me. I'm going to go someplace. The end thereof is. Now, what is he saying? God is saying if you constantly keep living and reliving the death of things, it is because he's showing you your way kills. Kills your hopes, kills your dreams, kills your seed, kills your efforts. People go to church for one of two reasons, to do God or to be affirmed in themselves. Most people want to be affirmed in themselves. Here's why. They think life is hard enough already, so they don't want to go to a church that's going to make it harder. Because they will only do wisdom, they will only do life intelligently when they're forced, which means on their jobs. Outside of their jobs, they will not do right. And many of them don't do right in the job, which is why they keep getting fired. So, I want you to hear me. Because you have to ask yourself, what kind of person will you be? Who are you crafting? Not just for your future, not just for the Lord, but for your family. Because as a failed adult, you will have a failed family. Your children cannot have a better hope than the one you have for yourself. Y'all love me still?
We still love you, Dr. Price. That was good. That was good. That was good. Welcome back to the second part of the Paula Price Show, hotter than ever today.
Well, I'm glad to be back, and I'm telling you, Ashley, I'm looking forward to my next caller. I'm enjoying this, but God seems to have a constant thing today that, of course, he picks it week by week, and he doesn't let us know until we say, hi, it's Thursday, you know. But he has a theme today. You have a great role to play in your victory. Victory is not a passive accomplishment. It is the result of an aggressive assault on defeat. So, who do I have next?
All right, you have Diane from Indiana. She is a returnee. She has a praise report and an update to give you on the last time she was on the show, and then she has a prayer request for finances. So, Diane from Indiana, welcome back to the Paula Price Show.
Well, hello, hi.
Hello, Diane. How are you, and how is it in Indiana?
Oh, it is very bad. This is my favorite time of the year, so it's cold. Getting there, but it's beautiful.
Great. Well, welcome back. I hear you have a praise report.
I do. I called in, had to be in February or March, and I inquired about my marriage, and we finally remarried, and I'm happy about that. And so that's the praise report there.
Well, congratulations from the Paula Price Show.
Thank you. And what has happened is I've hit some really difficult financial times, and it's like I don't know how to get out of it, to be honest with you. I'm working 20 hours a week, and we've made the decision to move to Pittsburgh, and everything is on a standstill, and I need to know what I'm not doing right to get the wisdom to get out of it, or just difficult right now. So,
well,
requesting prayer and wisdom.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to give you both. So here's what I want to say to you. First of all, I really want to say congratulations on your marriage. And secondly, don't allow this to defeat you. What you're dealing with, yeah, it's going to take a little effort, but it's more of a smokescreen to really cheat your moment than anything else. The next thing I will say,
okay,
and I'm putting this shout out to my listeners. I want you to listen to this, and maybe they'll post it on my Facebook. Any of you out there who are effective financial debt counselors, I need you all to let me know who you are. You can go to my LinkedIn, you can go to my Facebook, you can go to my Twitter. And I'll tell you why, because even though you can work all of those hours, sometimes you need a fresh eye to help rearrange some things. And there are people in the body of Christ and in the kingdom of God that are well equipped to give you that fresh eye. See, it's not a matter of you not being willing to pay. It's not even a matter of you being unwilling to work and labor to pay. But debt is like a vacuum. You know, that thing has a bottom thing on it, and only certain people who understand the system and how it works can help you work your way out of it. Because it's not just working more hours at work. It's also working your way out of the debt. And I just hear God saying,
that's true,
you need a debt counselor. And so if any of you are out there, let me know. I want to meet you. I want to talk to you because I don't refer folks to my people, and I'm not sure about them. But if you're out there and you say, I do this, then I need you to let me know. We have been looking for partners and referrals. There are a lot of you all have businesses out there. I want to know who you are so that we can refer our callers to competent, capable authorities and professionals to help us work through these things. I don't, by any stretch of the imagination, think I'm the one and only. I couldn't. If I was the one and only, it'd still be too much. So I'm looking for partners. I'm looking for professionals and referrals. And for you, my beloved, God just said, when you started talking, God said, oh, no, they need a counselor. You need somebody to show you how to work this thing because you all are double paying and triple paying and something somewhere, and you don't even know.
Yeah.
So you don't even know it.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
I think, so that's what I would say to you right now. So if you're one of those people on my call list, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, hit me up on LinkedIn. Let me know if I can count on you and use you as a referral to some of the issues that my callers are calling in for. I need your help. This is not a one-woman show. So having said that, I'm going to pray. I do believe that we're going to get some people who will hit us up, who will answer. May not be a ton of them, but we'll get what we need. And I will definitely talk with every person myself because I want to know whether we talk to them by email or not. I need to know what we're working with here. But you, my beloved, that's the answer for you. If you got a good debt counselor, they'll show you how to work this thing out and to make it manageable so that you're no longer just dragging through every day. You're putting money in a bag with a hole in it. So can I pray now? I want to pray for you right now. And I'm praying for your debt counselor. And then I'm going to pray for income, but that's it. Before I pray, hey, Diane, I got another thought for you, if I can share it. I want you to think about a business that you should have been a partner in. There's a partnership that you either didn't get or it's coming your way. You have skills that you don't think are valuable. I don't know if you've taken our assessment or not, but you need to. Because you have skills that you have. And did it tell you what you ought to be doing?
Evangelist is on there, and I'm in school now. I'm taking classes online for bachelor's communications online.
Good.
I'm the one of the main reasons I wanted the income is because I was doing my personal assessment. And since I haven't had the income and I was working a job, it turned out to be a scam, but it's just been difficult to get back on track with that and plus move.
Now, do you have to move? Because you did talk to me about Pittsburgh, right?
Yes. My husband is still in Pittsburgh because we made a decision to move to Pittsburgh. We're looking for housing and everything. And because my hours have been cut gradually and I'm only working 20 hours, it's just been real. I'm stagnant. That's the best way I can really put it.
Okay, well, we're going to work on that. I have no problem about that. You know, we can turn that around. But here's what I want to say, and that is there are a couple of things that you need to be able to do. A couple of things are like doing internet stuff. If you're in school, you can help other people. What I found is there's a lot of good stuff on this. There's a lot of junk. But there are a lot of good opportunities on the internet that you can do and ways that you can help other people. So open up. Don't just get locked in what you've done as the only possible answer. Look at the things that you don't think are worthwhile and see where the value is to them. You know, here's what I do. I do this psychological thing. I know I can do thus and what easily, or I know I can do thus and thus well. What could that be worth to someone else? That's how you work this problem. So you're going to say to yourself, okay, well, I know I can write very well, so what could that be worth to so-and-so, to someone else? What could be worth at that lot? You know, and then go to those writer sites. You know, I told you so. I'm really good at this because I love you guys. You guys are important to me, so that's why I can hit it. I hit it because I want you to win. But listen to me. You're going to go, and you're going to go to the site that says for writers, and you're going to find out how you can help people who need your writing ability. And then you're like, I know I'm really good in communications. I mean, when I speak to people, it works. You're going to find out where you can go for that. Take yourself out of your lock, because right now you're in a history lock. Your history has locked you out of opportunities. You can't see them. So we want to take yourself out of that and start seeing all of the things that you do easily and that you do well that can be of value to someone else. Put a value on it and then offer it as a service.
Can I have one more thing before you pray? You just confirmed I got an offer this morning to ask someone, and they wanted me to write for their magazine. If I was still available. So that's confirmation.
You are good to go. Listen, tell me about it because I want you to do that because you have a writer.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of picked that up. But understand, don't just stop at that. You stop at people who need term papers written and theses and dissertations and all of that.
Okay.
You have a great ability. So I want you to go after it and begin to say, you know what, stop looking at where you failed and start looking at where you thrive because you have things that you can do that are very, very advantageous.
Amen.
All right? So
Amen.
Here's where my prayer is going to start with you, Diane. My prayer is going to start with you on killing the spirit of hopelessness. Because, see, hopelessness makes you like, I'm done. I'm out. There's no way out. You know? And so, you know, we have to kill that spirit on you because when you get bombarded like now, that's what happens. You just, I don't see it. You know, and it's almost like the enemy puts a bag over your eye, a black bag, and you can't see anything. All you're trying to do is breathe. All I can do is breathe. So I want to pray that. And then we're going to pray the other successes, including your husband's success. And you tell him God said he is not defeated and that he is with him. And God told him to pick up his hands and move his feet and start making happen what he knows is in his soul.
Amen.
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 Father, thank
Amen.
You so much for Diane and her husband. First of all, Lord, we ask that you would bless the marriage, cement it with your approval, cement it with your love and affection, and what cement it with your wisdom and endurance. That's the first thing we want to do. Now, God, we're asking that you would deliver Diane from the spirit of hopelessness to take this darkness off of her eyes and off of her mind so that she can see the rich wealth of resources she has to offer so many people. God, cause her to do a personal valuation system of her own talents and her own abilities, her own profitability, so that she can begin to see how to dig herself out of this. The last thing I'm going to ask God is to connect her with a debt counselor that will show her how to make this thing happen intelligently and efficiently so that she's not just spinning her wheels and pouring her money in bags of coals in her. So I'm asking you to do this for her, Father, in the awesome name of Jesus. And I'm calling in opportunities for her from all areas of her sphere of life, opportunities, phone calls, texts, emails, messages, and every other thing so that she can begin to turn her life around and get a grip on the purpose that you have for her in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Father. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. You're wonderful. Okay, Ashley, do I have another call?
You do, you do, you do. And you have Lisa from the East Coast. She's calling from Washington, D.C., and she's calling for guidance and direction. Lisa, welcome to the Paula Price Show.
Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Dr. Paula Price, it's a privilege and an honor to be in contact with you because I tried many a times to get in contact with you. And just a few minutes ago, I was on hold, and somehow or another, I clicked it off. I thought I would get in contact with you, but I said, I'll try again. How you doing?
Good for you. I am wonderful, Lisa. And good for you already. You have your first step. You're pressing through. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And then I was also listening to your when you was talking earlier, when you was talking about dismantle your defense, you know how like when things you grew up with and some of those things are still laying dormant in you until somebody tap into those things to bring those things to the front, you don't know that they're still laying dormant in you. But what I had called for was for guidance, and just by you talking, that was guidance right there, just about leaving the past in the past, you know, just dismantling those things that just try to take you off course.
Yeah, yeah. So did you discover a couple as you were listening?
I did. I did. Just like that strong voice, it used to be when somebody have a talking to me with that piercing voice, it seemed like the voice would just go straight through me and just hit a chord. You know, and then sometimes and just being afraid of people's faces, but the Bible said be not afraid of their faces.
Exactly, but you know what? The Bible says be not afraid of their faces, but then you need the Bible's teachers to tell you how not to do that.
That's right, and you know what? And I think that's where I am. You know how, like, when you discover these things, you also need to be taught how to deal with these things when you're walking through it.
Yes, that's true. Well, let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Finish your thought, baby. Finish your thought.
Because just like, for instance, I'm going through on my job, okay, and I even got answers from you way back because I had filed a discrimination case. And just like you said, if you're going through, they're going to fight back at you. Just like everything was given to me, and I know it was truly from God, but just like, for instance, when you're walking through it, it don't feel like it. But I see the light, but it's just like I'm just standing, and it's just like I just really can't explain it, but I just see God working in me some things that need to be worked out of me, and I'm just learning, you know, learning to love the unlovable when you're not treated right, learning to forgive in spite of what people do to you, and just moving forth.
Yeah, but you know what? Your soul is a little tired, and we're going to pray for that. But, yeah, riding out the storm is the hard part, you know, riding out the storm and then riding through the backlash, because there was going to be backlash, you know. And so, you know, and those are the harder part. But let me tell you, sweetheart, that's where our courage is built. That's where our strength comes from. Your strength comes from adversity. If there's no resistance, then you will never, ever learn to conquer. So you need resistance to even gain persistency. That's why they sound alike. You need that resistance because then it teaches you about persistence. It makes you persevere, makes you press through, makes you get back up again. It makes you resilient. And those are things that God needs, not for your yesterday and not for your now, but for your tomorrow.
Right.
Because, see, you're not going to be on that job all your life, you know. I don't see you on it very long, to be honest with you. You need to be gearing up because you need to be getting okay, you need to get your resume together. You need to start, because God is ready for you to do a new thing. This is not a sense of failure. It's not defeat. God is ready for you to do a new thing. And sometimes God will cause the hardships of a previous place to become your skills and abilities in a new one.
I believe it. I believe it.
And so that's what you're going to do. But I need to ask you about church, beloved. Where do you go to church?
I go to the City of Praise.
Okay. Are you plugged in?
I'm plugged in, but I'm plugged in my church, you know, faithful member, but I also go to another church on Tuesday night where as though I'm in a company of prophets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's something that I God just kind of mentioned your church with to me and where you are. When you say you're plugged into your church, what does that mean?
Plugged in meaning that I'm a faithful member in that church, but I'm not in a position or anything in that church. And I've been in that church for almost 18 years.
Okay, so you've been in the church 18 years, and that's fine. Nobody's making a judgment call on that. But in 18 years, now I'm looking at this church. They have a lot of little trainings there, don't they? Don't they offer trainings and things like that?
They do.
They do quite a bit of it, don't they?
They do.
How many of them have you taken?
I've been through the whole Bible college.
Okay, so you've been through the Bible college, and so why is it that you are not doing anything in your home church?
What happened right now, our church went through a big split. I don't know if you heard of Jericho City of Praise, where the pastor was put out 10,000-seater.
Okay, but listen to me. Do me a favor. Here, I don't want to know names and things like that because I don't want to do that. You just speak to me in vague terms.
Okay.
Okay, so tell me. So the pastor was put out of the church or something because of that. All right, so how did that affect you calling, who doing what God called you to do?
How did that affect me?
Yes.
Basically, it hurt, but, I mean, you know, through looking at the examples that were set in front of me, I've learned to love even more, and that's why I believe that I'm able to go through what I'm going through here on this job.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, I want to switch. Can I switch gears with you a little bit?
Uh-huh.
What do you do with this prophetic company that you do on Tuesday night? Is that just getting together to pray, get together to prophesy? What is that about?
What that is about right now is teaching us to walk into the gift that was stored. So I'm learning to walk in the gift and really to flow in it.
Okay. Well, here's what I want you to do. I definitely want you to get your resume together and all of those kinds of things, because you do need to look at something else, because this is difficult on your soul, but this is also, even though God is using that and making it happen, he says you got to write it out, but while you're writing it out, you need to be prepared for what the future is. That means taking some training, taking some courses, you know, even volunteering someplace. What you're doing on Tuesday night is great, but you would benefit by volunteering in some other professional capacity.
Okay.
You need that. So, okay. And oftentimes, here's what we have to remember. When we know God is wrapping up a season of our life or wrapping up a journey, then we need to start putting our options out, and not just in resume. Find out where your skills are best used. Who could use some volunteer services, or maybe your community center, or, you know, maybe the youth center or something like that. Find out where you can volunteer for your skills, especially volunteering a place where your skills are being stretched, not where they're comfortable. Don't go where you can easily master. Go where you got to climb, where you have to stretch.
Okay.
Now, I just am telling you to do that. That's the one thing he wants from you, because in doing that, you'll make connections, you'll make new opportunities, because you'll hear it, you'll be ears out, you know. And sometimes all we do is go to church, and then we go to church, and then, well, we go to church. We don't really hear in the other arenas, and you need that if that's where God still has you. So that's one thing. The next thing I hear God saying to you is also go to some of those business, professional business luncheons and gatherings in your community. You know, join some of those because you need to, your world, in a world, your world is just too narrow.
Okay.
And God wants you to, wherever you're going to end up, he wants you to expand your world, to broaden your world. So your world is just a little bit too narrow and it's too church.
Okay.
For what God has for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I may not say that to someone else, but I hear Holy Ghost saying to you, I need you to step out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
And I need you to put yourself in all those places that you don't want to tolerate.
Okay.
And so if you do those two things, you're going to hear God speak to you differently, and you're also going to begin to see, get a visual of his future for you.
Okay.
And so those are the two things that I would say. I'm going to pray for your soul because you are a little bit war-weary, so we're going to ask God to give you some strengthening there and some empowerment there and because you need it. We're going to pray for that soul bruising that you have that's wearing you out and so that it doesn't turn into depression. But I'm telling you, God said, I need you to step out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay.
So, amen. Father, thank you so much for Lisa. She's a great lady. She has a lot of things, God, that you put in her. And, Lord, when she steps out of her comfort zone, she's going to discover all of these hidden things, these hidden riches in the secret places of her soul. And so I'm asking that you would connect her with good, godly, wholesome Christians, with vision, with direction, with ambition, who want to make things happen for your glory and your kingdom. I'm asking, God, that you strengthen her connections where she is, but connect her with new things. Use her resources, use her talents, her skills, and her experience, God, in other ways that she can have a bigger picture of how you want to use her life in the future.
Yes.
I'm asking that you cause her to have godly connections, but also that they are profitable and productive as well. I'm thanking you, Lord, that as she obeys this counsel, that you begin to set the stage for the next leg of her journey in life, in business, Lord, and in kingdom. And I thank you for it. I'm asking that you continue to strengthen her with all might, Father, in her inner man. We're going in and we're pulling out every fiery dart of the enemy that's been engrafted in her soul. God, we're right now coming behind it and we're pouring in the healing balm of the Holy Ghost that she will begin to see those wounds close up. And God, Lord, I thank you that the scars will stay for wisdom to remind her how to handle certain situations in the future, but the pain will be utterly gone. I'm asking that you would mend her broken spirit, cause her to step into the life wells and the refreshing wells of your fountain of life that only your Holy Spirit can give her. And Lord, I thank you for this woman. I thank you for her stand. I thank you for her victory. But now I'm asking that you would open up her understanding, open up her mind to bigger and greater things. And Lord, take away her fear of challenge. When you go through a battle like that, which she's just gone through, it likes to coward you. I'm asking that the cowarding spirit that's trying to stalk her, God, is supplanted by the conquering spirit of the Holy Ghost in every way, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Ashley, I got two more calls, and I think you're telling me I got an old friend on the line. I'll make that the last call, but who is the next call I got?
All right. Next on the line, Dr. Price, is Tia from Georgia. She's calling in today for prayer for wisdom and the ability to walk through the process. Tia, welcome to the Paula Price Show.
Thank you. Hey, Dr. Paula Price, how are you?
I am fine. How are you doing? Tia, are you a prophet?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Don't I mess with you. See, I just forgot. I love you. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you're a prophet, and you know what? It's been messing with you to be a prophet. And, you know, that's one of those things. You can't open up that window and then decide you're not going to go through. And so you are really being tried as a prophet. Your mantle is being tried as a prophet. And then you had the nerve to give a couple of people a word they didn't like, and now you're like, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. You are a prophet.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I know. Didn't I just rocked your world, didn't I? Isn't that wonderful? You know, I can tell you right now, you need to take our assessment, but I'm going to tell you right now, you are a prophet. You are going through because you're a prophet. You are going through in a region that doesn't want prophets. Then it's not the people. It's those spirits in your region. They don't want it. But you're also going through because you are. You need training from a serious prophet. Now, there are people who are going to train you as a prophetic gifting. You need to be trained for the office. You are called to the office. You are not a gifting that's just going to, you know, float off into someplace and words just drip like dew. You are one of those people that are going to literally govern God's kingdom as a prophet. That's who you are.
I'm trying to form my sentences. Yes, ma'am.
Honey, you don't have to form it. I know how it is when God gets you like that. You just like, can I just go sit down somewhere now? Can I just want to go sit down. I shared it, boy. You know, because, you know, you call for one thing. I just want some prayer to help me make it through my life. Baby, your life is getting ready to change. Your life is getting ready to change so drastically, you are not going to know it. And you're going to need a strong prophet covering mentor coaching. Because you have a little bit of time before God throws you in the deep end of the pool. So, let me ask you a couple of questions. I know, aren't you ready for some questions? Listen, hallelujah. Number one, have you read my book, The Prophet's Dictionary?
Yes, ma'am. I have both of your books. And I took the assessment.
And?
I'm in a prophetic company. Yes, ma'am.
Well, listen, you tell your company. Well, I don't know your company. I'm going to tell you because I don't want to even mess with that. I don't know it enough to make a judgment call on it. But what I'm telling you is you need stringent, very rigorous training because you are not going to flow like everybody else. That is why you're so uncomfortable now because you don't really fit. You have a whole dimension that God is working with on you. So I'm going to pray for you. Stay with your company because prophets need a company. I would never, ever tell you to be out there alone. Last thing you want to be is a prophet alone. I would tell you that, but I'm telling you, get ready because God is about to change your life and shift your world.
Mm.
And that's where you're going to go. And trust me, so any counsel I give you about a job, home, money, it won't even matter. Because the dominant thing that God is doing in your life right now is pushing you into that narrow place called profit. And I'm going to tell you right now, you need to study the book of Isaiah because you are in that kind of dimension.
Oh, my God. That's what he's been saying.
Uh-huh. And that's why you and God are dancing. You are in that dimension, and not a lot of people know it coming off the gate, but you, my beloved, that's who you are. And God said he is grooming you because he is going to give you your own prophetic company. So you need training for that, and you need development for that. That is why you and God feel like you click, 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 and then miss. Click, 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 and then miss. And see, you right now have been thinking that the prophetic is something that you can develop yourself in and manage on your own, and this thing is kicking your behind because it's calling you to another dimension.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And a part of the prayer that I needed is because that's what I know is happening. You said something earlier. You said great people make you stronger. And I think you said, and maybe I added this, comma, not happier. So right now I am with a very strong person really a great mentor and all of that. If you would please pray for me to not necessarily to understand the process, but not to abort the process, not to jump out of the womb, not to, for me not to have any self-sabotage. And also, I am going to go and I'm going to sign up for the Soul of Success, but my request is basically that I don't do anything to sabotage my own journey.
Well, here's the beautiful thing about what you just asked, Diane, I'm sorry, Tia, forgive me, is that you already know the problem. So you know the your pitfalls, you know your tripwires. Here's what I think. First of all, you need to stay with your mentor. That's a very good person for you. But you need to let them hear this because they are also wanting to work well with you. They want to know how to develop you. But you are going to have to submit. God says to tell you, your issue is you don't want to submit because you are afraid that this thing is, this person is so going to overwhelm you, all of those little precious liberties and freedoms that you like are going to be gone, and you don't like that. You don't like being in a narrow place. You don't like being trapped. You don't like having boundaries and all of that because you are very much a free thinker. You're a bright woman, but you're a free thinker. And so you don't like that. The solo success is going to help you, but I'm going to tell you, let your mentor hear this counsel. So that this person can formulate a plan to get you ready for what it is that you're called to do. And you need to stop second-guessing them because you are that beautiful person who's been through so much coming into adulthood that in your mind, everything is filtered through the fact that if we're going to be your mentors, we have to know what's going on in your life. We have to know what happened to you. And that's a criteria or condition for you becoming the best prophet God can have.
Yes, ma'am.
That's important to you, and you need to sidestep that. It doesn't. If you told us your testimony 95 times, it will only reinforce it to the point that you will become more and more addicted to it. And there are people who are addicted to their testimony, who are addicted to their suffering. They love the retelling of it, the recounting of it, the reliving of it, the recalling of it, to the point that it brings a validation that they have come to rely on. In your case, that's not useful.
Okay.
So you want to, seriously, what Paul said, forget those things that are behind and press forward to the things that are ahead. And you're going to have to forego those things have given you such an out and has given you such an excuse and all that over the years that they have become the little sparks that are spoiling your vine. You want to begin to deal with who you are in the now, who God made you to be in the now, and use your now to get ready for your future. You are called to do this. Now, God can use you, and he's going to use you whether you do it well or whether you don't. You're going to do it. Ideally, you want to do it well because you can, instead of getting that 30-fold harvest off of it, you can get the 100. But you're going to do it whether it's a 30-fold or a 60-fold or a 100-fold.
Right.
Yes, you see. And God wants you to know that. He wants you to know you're going to do it either way. But you are going to have to stop being so in love with how you got to be who you are that you are frustrating how he's wants to make you who you must become.
Right.
That's what I want. And your mentor, when you get a chance, when this call is over, you sit with your mentor, you record this, you go back to it, you know, a blog talk, you can download it, you go back to it, you record it, you sit with your mentor and let them know this is where God has you starting today. Now, that doesn't mean what they've done up to today is wrong. And 9 times out of 10, if it's the person that you are describing, they already know. But I'm saying to you, you're going to have to put yourself in your mentor's hands and trust that God did it. If God gave you this mentor and you persuaded that this is your chosen developer for the future, then you need to surrender to that process. And God said, and trust it. Trust the process.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so I'm going to pray because I want you to do this. Trust the process. I'm telling you, that's where you and God are. And we can, you know, we can do it. Like, there are people that God has in the kingdom who are, I mean, they're great. They're great counselors, advisors. They're amazing coaches. They can tell you about dealing with all of that stuff. That is great. But understand, apostolic prophetic counsel doesn't work that way unless it's trained to in those clinical or therapeutic outlooks. That doesn't work that way. It works with what God brought into existence, the stages that he brought you to for this point of readiness, and now how to get you to get ready and go on. That's it. That you're not going to spend 1,000 years or even 5 years on a prophet's couch because they already know where the issues are because God is telling them. But your soul, some souls need that because they need that step-by-step, inch-by-inch development, healing, cleansing. Your soul needs to let go of the past.
Amen.
That's what your soul needs. If anybody give you a greater prescription, yours needs to let go of the past, to forget the things that are behind, press forward to the things which are ahead, to drop, let these yokes of yesterday go and get on with it. Trust me, your money's tied up in it. All of these things, your health, your well-being, your relationship, your confidence, all of these things are bound up in that because they're all tied to your outlook on life. God needs you to go forward.
Amen.
Amen. Now,
Amen.
So you're going to share this with your mentor because this is important. Your mentor is going to figure very prominently in your development. You need to share this so the person will deal with you from today, not yesterday, and know what they're dealing with. So you're going to do well. I promise you, sweetheart, you're going to do well. I have every confidence in you, too. I'm telling you I do. But I know you needed this call today because you needed to know it's time for you to pull out those big, big scissors that are in that bottom drawer and cut off your path.
Mm-hmm.
And then suture it, cauterize it so that you can go forward from today. You know, God said to Israel when he brought them out of Israel, he said, today is the beginning of your years. And meaning, I'm cutting off everything that used to define you, everything that used to be you, everything that used to drive you and motivate you. I'm cutting it off, and I'm suturing it so that you're not even going to bleed into your past any longer so that you can go forward into your future. That's what he's doing in your life right now.
Man.
So get ready. Yay! What a good God we serve. Let me pray quickly so that we can go forward, but I needed to give you that counsel. It's very important to me that you got that counsel and that you have been willing to let it go and willing to go on.
Mm.
Are you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to pray if we're just playing because I don't waste my prayers on my nose.
No.
Okay? I don't do that. This is not an exercise in futility to me. I'm operating on a covenant and an authority that's been given to me by covenant. It's going to work. I'm not going to pray into nothing.
Amen. My God.
So, are we
and
going
I'm
forward?
Ready to receive it. We are going
right.
forward, and I'm ready to receive it.
Okay. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. I bless your sweet and holy name, Father God. And we thank you that you are the God of the prophets. I always love it when I read that in Scripture, that you are the God of the prophets. And so, God, I thank you as the God of the prophets that you take this one under your wing, that you take this one in hand and begin to mold her and shape her and sculpt her for the calling, the office that you've ordained to her. God, I'm asking that you would build her up, that you would separate her from her past, that you would purge her by the blood of the Lamb and cleanse her so that she can go forth with a good conscience and a clean psyche on this matter. I'm asking, God, that you would begin to speak to her as you have done so far, but continue to do, and dreams and visions to let her know what it is you're doing in her life. I bless you for doing this, Holy Father. I bless you for giving her the mind and the heart of her calling, and, Lord, the willingness to trust your system and to trust your human trainers to get her ready for what she must do. Lord, I praise you that everything in her appetites that are frustrating to you are destroyed and distracted, and that only her craving for you and craving for your excellence take its place. I'm thanking you for changing her thoughts, her thought talk, her walk, and her conversations with others so that they all line up to this amazing destiny that you have for her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. I love you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you know what? I need you to keep me abreast of what's going on with you.
Absolutely.
Okay. God bless you, beloved. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Prophet.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Is God good or what? God is very interesting, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Well, she was so funny because when I took her request, I said, okay, you're going to speak to Dr. Price today. And she said, I am. I was like, I'm thinking, that's why you pushed number one, right? Yes. I said, and don't hang up the phone. Okay.
I know. Because sometimes, you know, people don't think they're going to get through because we take our time with our callers. That's the beauty of what I have going on. We take our time with our callers. We don't rush you. We don't cram you through. We don't, you know, we're not going to do that because this is your life. I'm not here to just fill in 2 hours. I'm here for your success. I'm always here for your success. Now, there may be things that we start out on one foot and we go another direction, like with her, but we're always here for your success. And when you call Paula Price on Thursday, that's what this is about. This is about your success. It's about your victory. It's about you clearing the cobwebs and moving away the smoke and the smoke screens that are blocking your ability to see the wonderful things that God is doing in you, the greatness of his life in you, and the destiny and call on your life that is so cherishable that, you know, all the earth wants you to miss out on it. So, yeah, I love doing this. I can't tell you how much I appreciate doing this. And meeting all of these beautiful saints of the Most High God and helping people get where they have to go. I am not afraid to empower you. I am not afraid to give you my wisdom. I'm not afraid to tell you what's on God's heart and what he thinks about you. And I certainly am not afraid to instruct you because what I say to you on one Thursday is not the sum of Paula Price. This is all for you. Every dispensation, every anointing, every ability, all of this is for the body of Christ, those who connect with us, to get into the fullness of the reason God said that you are now my beloved child, children for a purpose. So I'm excited about this. Ashley, we don't have a whole lot of time, so I need you to do me a favor. I need to shout out to Dawn, tell her if she calls me next week, we're going to put her on at the top. And because I do want to hear from her, and I want to bless her, but we're running out of time. So shout out to her and let her know that. Ashley, I need you to talk about the clock, our credentialing for our ministers and those who are interested, and other things that you have. Again, we want to tell you, put your mantle, put your faith, put your resolve to work, and join us in November and arrive on November 20th. For our orientation for the Apostolic Summit. So many of you would benefit from being here. If you have to drive, get a bunch of people together and say, let's drive. Or, you know, put a feeler out on Facebook. You know, if you're going to Dr. Price's Apostolic Summit, let me know if you want to be a part of a driving team. You have no idea how to make things happen. One of the things that I love to do is to give ingenious answers to stubborn problems. And sometimes we just need an outside mind to give us an ingenious answer to a stubborn problem. And for you, hey, if money is your issue, then that's the thing you need to fight with all your might. And you need to put yourself through the test and put yourself through the test until you have defeated that adversary. So for those of you who have joined us today, I thank God for you. I pray that all of you were blessed. Continue to, you know, reach out to us on Facebook and on Twitter, LinkedIn, and any other way that God gives you. Go to our website, see what we have going on. Sign up for the summit. And by all means, if you haven't done so, take an assessment. Ashley, I'm done. God bless you all.
Scandal, deception, secret affairs, misappropriation of funds, nepotism, promotion without training or experience. Sound like Hollywood or perhaps Wall Street? Unfortunately, this has become more and more commonplace in the body of Christ. As a result, many people have lost faith in their leaders and no longer trust those put in place to watch over their spiritual growth. It's time for God's ministers to take back the ground that has been lost and provide qualified, competent, verifiable leadership that his people can rely on. So what is the first step to making this a reality? The answer is ministerial credentialing. Credentialing attests to the qualifications, competence, or authority that a person has in a particular field. Diplomas, degrees, certifications, and licenses are all a part of credentialing. Though credentialing programs exist for pastors, teachers, and evangelists, there is very little available to properly credential apostles and prophets, until now. Dr. Paula Price, New Era Apostleship Restitution Council, and Kingdom Embassy University present CLOCK, our credentialing program that stands for Certification, Licensure, Ordination, and Commissioning. Whichever is appropriate for your calling or area of kingdom service, we have a program for you. Get trained and receive a certificate of completion or achievement, a license to perform or function in a ministry capacity, ordination to a designated ministry office, or commissioning to discharge an advanced professional ministry post. Take the first step today by going to www.ppmglobalresources.com and taking a ministry assessment questionnaire to find out where you fit and what kind of training you need. Be a part of the solution and make sure you are a leader that God and His people can rely on. Visit www.ppmglobalresources.com today.
Support the Paula Price Show today. For as little as $15 per month, you can help us expand our reach across the globe, ministering to hundreds of listeners weekly. Show your support today by visiting www.drpaulaprice.com and clicking the support button. Make a one-time seed or sign up for a monthly subscription. That's www.drpaulaprice.com. Click support and enjoy Dr. Paula Price in your living room.